Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tremaine.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, light your world. You are the lighthouse for God, directing the path for His lost souls on the stormy seas of life. And you may be the only light some may ever see. Today's world is designed to keep your mind occupied. This world benefits more when we focus on everything outside ourselves. It is not profitable for the mainstream world for us to fix ourselves from the inside out. It's better for them if we mask our problems and pretend that all is well. But the Bible gives us a solid foundation so we're able to withstand the storm while guiding others to safety. In Jesus' name. Amen. When we serve the Lord, when we're loving Him, we're saved by Him, we're thankful for that. We have no idea the heaven that He has for us at the end of this life, the reward for the things that we do here. But while we're here, it's not just being saved, but it's being that lighthouse. It's standing up for Jesus. It's standing up for the Lord. And be in that lighthouse so others can see that you stand on a solid rock. Now, if you're wavery in your thing, and you're serving the Lord sometimes, and other times you're not, and other people are seeing this, that at one moment you're cussing, the next moment you're praising the Lord, you're not going to be a very good lighthouse for that person. And the thing to do is to focus on the Lord, because that's where we're most happiest. When our mind is on the Lord, we find our delight. We find our peace of mind. We find our comfort. We find true joy in everything that we do. Whether it's going fishing, spending time with family, going to work, or sitting by yourself, when you have the Lord in your life, everything is enhanced and everything is made better. You'll go through bad times. But the thing is, with or without the Lord, you're going to go through bad times. But the difference is, with Jesus on your side, with His our loving Father with His hand on you, watching over you, protecting you, His angels around you, what would be very bad, what could be catastrophic, the Lord protects us from that. And we can always think of how things are and how bad that we feel about it, but we can always, no matter of our situation, we can think of somebody else in a much worse situation and maybe had gone through the same thing. And we're able to see there's a protection that the Lord has for us. I'm thankful for that. You know, that He's real. But that lighthouse that you have to be, that's just being someone that's approachable, that someone says, hey, that's a Jesus believer. That's someone that talks about the Lord. That's someone who reads His Bible. And when they're going through their problems, and when they're down, and there's nowhere for them to turn, and it's not that money can buy them out of it, but it's a state of mind that they can't get past, and they've exhausted everything. Some will even go to see psychics to try and help them out, going directly to the devil for help, not realizing that. They're not going to be to receive the help. What they're going to get is something that's temporary, but they're not going to get something that's lasting, and that's what the Lord is. And see, and we know that. Those of us that follow the Lord, that read His Word, that believe in Him, that know He has a heaven waiting for us, people see that in us when you're that way. Because if you're really, if your mind is really on Jesus, then you have love in your heart. And that love in your heart will come across in every venue of what you do. People will just see it in your eyes and they'll know. This isn't someone that they have to worry about a confrontation with. It isn't someone that they have to worry about as a shady person. When you're loving the Lord and He's in your life, there's just something else about you. You know, other Jesus believers, other ones that are saved, will ask you. I had a lady ask me once. She said, "What church do you go to?" She goes, "You notice I didn't ask you, do you go to church or not? But what church do you go to?" Because she could tell that I was saved. And so that's wonderful when you're able to talk to another believer and you're able to discuss the Lord and what He's done in your life and testify to the good things that He's blessed you with. It's something that is a life-changing thing, and it's for the better. But just thinking of heaven, heavenly minded. You know, when I read the Bible and Jesus refers to heaven as paradise and as a real place, as a physical place. It's not something that we just think, oh, we're just floating around on a cloud, but this is a real physical place that He says is paradise. And if you've seen the there was a movie of Colton, this little boy is a God is for real, I think is the name of it. And he didn't die on the operating table, but he came very close to it, just enough to where he was found himself in heaven. This little boy sitting on Jesus' lap. And you have to see this movie if you haven't. And because it's when he talks about the Lord and he met Jesus and he sat on his lap and he says these things about Him. And they ask him, they say, "Well, what's heaven like?" And he says, it's kind of like earth, except for it's just more beautiful. There's just the colors that you've never seen before. There's animals everywhere. He says that everyone has wings in heaven. And he describes, and this boy describes I believe it's his grandpa that he never met, or maybe his great-grandpa, and he tells his dad about him, and he mentions his name, and his dad is just, he can't believe, because he's never told him, never talked about him, about his great-grandfather to him. But the boy had said that he met him, so he shows a picture of him and says, "Is this him?" He goes, "Oh, that's not him." You know, because it was an old picture when he was old, and he had glasses on. And he says, "That's not him." And he has glasses, and nobody wears glasses in heaven. And when he began going through his pictures, trying to find a young picture of him, and it was a picture of, and then he found one, and then Colt was able to see it and said, "That's him." He said that he had talked to him in heaven and said they had big wings and that he was giant. And just think of what, you have to see this movie. And the thing is where it gets confirmed at, is there's another little girl that at the same age of 4 was inspired by the Lord of giving these dreams and visions that she turns into paintings. Her paintings are unbelievable. And she paints Jesus. And she paints a portrait of Jesus. And his eyes are blue and green and just beautiful like you've never seen. And the way Colt describes his eyes, he says that they're blue and green. And he's never met this girl. She's never met him. Never heard of each other. And this is just divinely from the Lord to each one of them. And Colt's, after Colt had gone through this and recovered from this and begins telling his parents about his experience in heaven, his dad would say, "Well, what does Jesus look like? Is that him? Does he look like him?" You know, pictures that weren't used to seeing of portraits of Jesus. And you know, kind of, but not really. That's not him. And he kept saying it. That's not him. That's not him. Well, one day his dad he heard about this little girl on the other side of the world that was painting these paintings, and that she had an experience like Colt did. And so he was looking at her paintings, and when he was, one of them that he was looking at on his laptop was the picture of Jesus that little girl had painted. And so when this little boy was coming over to his dad and looked over and seen the picture on the laptop, he just gasped. He's like, "That's him. That's Jesus." And he said, "That's him. That's exactly him." And this little girl on the outside of the world painted this picture, a vision given her from God, that was the very same one. And then there's others that since this movie's been made that the dad has talked about, that they that have gotten a hold of him, that said yes, that they seen Jesus, and it's the very one that they're talking about. They seen him. And so what this does is it confirms, and that's what God does, is when he puts something out there that he wants you to believe and he wants you to know that it's from him, he's going to show you, but he's going to confirm it because he's going to show you again and again in several ways so you know without a doubt, because he doesn't want you to die. He says, no doubt. He wants you to know without a doubt that he's responsible, that that's him. And so with this confirming and reconfirming of it, it's just a wonderful thing to know that. And he asked him, you know, different questions like, did he see God? And he said, yes. You really have to see this. You've got to go on YouTube and see interviews with this kid, because you'll see even more than the movie showed. And he describes what God looks like, what Gabriel looks like, and Michael the archangel he's seen. And it's something else. And some of these things that the boy talked about, had no idea. He did not know anything about this prior to that. And his parents said the information that he was given was stuff that he just did not know, but would only know from a biblical sense. And from the way he described it, it's just amazing. But, you know, also, it also goes in that same thing that we hear of people that when they're dying, they see family members that are showing up. And they're, oh, such and such is here. You know, to help, it's to bring them over. And so that's what the Lord does. And if you go online, you're going to see a lot of very similar things that people that never had met, but they have the same story. And it's just the way the Lord is confirming and reconfirming with today's technology. He's saying, I'm real. I'm real, and I'm showing you that I'm real. And confirming it with them and them, so you can see that I'm real. So your mind has to stay. You go on these things if you have doubt, and just see other people's testimonies, because that's going to make you stronger in your walk. If you're just in your own reading a Bible and doing your thing and listening to your music, and that's wonderful, and the Lord's talking to you, that's great. But you got to go outside of that, and we've got to always be growing in different ways. In today's modern world, the computer, many can say that it's the devil's tool, but it also is God's tool. You know, what the devil intended for bad, the Lord uses for good. Hallelujah. And so go out there and see testimonies of others and see stories and things that they said that they, you know, that they have seen. And it's really amazing, and it makes you a better believer, because you see a lot and you go, my God, you know, he is real. And but, you know, one of the ways that, praise the Lord, that he let me know that he was real, I was probably 15 years old, and he came to me in a physical form that I couldn't see but I could feel, and he always has ever since. And it's something that I put my hands together, and they don't meet. And somewhere in between, whether it could be at first, when it first started and I first felt him, it was almost like maybe 8 inches to a foot apart, and to where I felt something was there. I take my hands as far away as I could wide, but every time I come back together, and this is when praying to him, something was there. It was like a pillow, and I couldn't understand it, you know, because it never happened to me. And I was asking people to church, but what the Lord really revealed to me over time, that's the Holy Spirit, that this is way of showing me that he's there. And so what's, I encourage people a lot that when you pray, to put your hands up and feel that Holy Spirit, because you will. And if you turn your hands when you have them up and you're praying and you're just holding them out, but if you turn them toward each other but still keeping them at maybe shoulder length, you're going to feel like there's some, it almost feels like a force field there. That's when you're praying and you're in the Spirit of the Lord, and you're going to feel his presence. He's done that for me and many people I've talked to, or told him to do that. They felt it that way. And but his presence is all around us, and he loves us. Isn't that wonderful? How bad that we can be, and the thoughts that we'll have, you know, throughout the day or different times, you know, but he loves us, and he's not giving up. And that's wonderful, that, you know how it is when you're in a relationship, and you may make, you know, your spouse mad, may angry or something, they may want to get a divorce, or a boyfriend, girlfriend break up, you know, but he says that no matter what, you know, I've got you. Once you're mine, once you belong to me and you've given your life to me, he says, you're mine and I love you and I'm watching out for you. And so it's for us that, you know, if you do, we want to try and live without sinning. We don't want to sin for a living. We don't want to sin on purpose. If we do happen to, it'll be something of chance. But if that does occur, or when you do sin, you want to ask for forgiveness. But think about that sin. And do you feel it heavy on your heart? Do you feel like, you know, you feel bad for what you've done, and you feel like it's kind of separated you from the Lord? Because if you're right there with Jesus, and you're feeling His Holy Spirit, and you know when you're walking with Him, man, it's just something. You know, you just feel Him all around you when you're doing His thing. But when, if you sin, and that kind of separates you from Him, you no longer feel that good feeling all over, because He's not as close now. You've kind of pushed Him away because sin puts a void between you and Him. So it's very important for us to really look at our lives and think about if we're sinning on something on a daily basis, and to ask for forgiveness of that, and to either change our lifestyle, you know, either change our lifestyle or maybe eliminate people that are bringing that sin to you. But it's very important, because it takes us back to being that lighthouse. It takes us back to that, if your mind is on the Lord and you're doing His will and you're delighting in Him, He's delighting in you. I mean, you're smiling because you're feeling His presence, waking up thanking Him, you know, throughout the day praying to Him, looking up stuff online, like I said, of faith, of encouragement. These things are great, and they make us stronger in the Lord, and that gives our light is just so much brighter. The stronger you are in the Lord, the more you've got Him in you, the more you've got that Word in you, the brighter that light is that's shining. You can't see it, but the brighter that light is that's shining out of you, which is the more people that are going to see that something's going on there. There's something different about that person. And I'm telling you that when they go through their thing, because it happens all the time, and those are serve the Lord and stuff, they know what I'm talking about, but people will come up to you and they'll ask you about it, you know. One of the funny ones, that it was just the way this girl had approached me, but she's like, you know, you're one of those Jesus people, aren't you? And I've just said yes, because, you know, she didn't know how to say it, and I wasn't taking it in a bad way. And then that's when she began to tell me about her mother and that she was needing prayer and stuff. And she didn't know how to pray. A lot of people don't know how to go about it. It's a conversation, just like I'm doing right now with you. It's a conversation you would have with the Lord. You know what? And it's praying in specifics. It's being specific when you ask about something. Ask for something and not vague. You know, but it's really, it's a constant honoring Him, trying to visualize the Lord. And, man, if you see this picture I'm telling you about from this movie, that God is real, or God is for real, if you see this picture of Jesus that this little girl had painted, you can get a visual thing, and it makes it a more real sense. But when you listen to Colt describe God, and you see that in your mind, and you're seeing what he's talking about, man, it just... it puts more of a real sense to it, rather than just thinking that God is this spirit floating around and transparent you can see through, or maybe it's just this bright light. But it's more than that, because the Bible says that He made us in His image. You know what that means? That He looks like us, we look like Him. We're not going to see God and think this alien person. We're not going to look at God and think something that we've never seen. We'll see something more glorious, more beautiful than we've ever seen. But we'll recognize the features, you know, because we're made in His image. Praise the Lord. We're His children. Hallelujah. You know, just like your children look similar to you, you know, and we're His children. Little ones, all of us, no matter how big you are, you know, that's God. And, you know, when we're loving and we're talking about Him and we're sharing His Word, you know, just think that He's this there and He's patting you on the head and He's saying, I'm proud of you. I love you and I'm proud of you because you're talking about me and you're helping others to find me. because the devil wants to take them the other way. That's the thing, is it's a real physical fight. It's the devil out there just as much trying to take away, even right now. If you're listening right now and you're praising the Lord and you're feeling His Spirit, but when this program's over, maybe even during it, the devil will try and attack you and try and get your mind off it, try to take away what the Lord just gave you. But the more we protect that, the more we protect ourselves and be in mind that the devil's trying to take away what the Lord gave us, the more we do this and keep our mind on Jesus, and that's how we protect it, as we in prayer and keeping our mind on the Lord and avoiding sin. And the Bible says to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But the more that we do that, then the more strength the Lord's going to give us along the way, the easier it's going to become, and the more fruitful it's going to be for you. Fruitful in being just the blessings in many ways. I mean, I was poor for years, and still I'm not rich, but I struggled for a long time, still loving the Lord, reading my Bible. But there's things that God puts us through, and it doesn't mean that He's going to make you rich, you know, financially by any means, because our treasures are stored in heaven. Hallelujah. That's where they're at. You know, when people say, I just wish I could give you something for helping me, and I tell them, don't worry about it, because the Lord, He rewards me. And I say that. I say it then, not in my mind or later, but I proclaim it, and I claim it right then. I said, the Lord, He rewards me. My treasures are stored in heaven. I'll say that and I'll claim it, because that's what He wants you to do. He says, if you talk about me, I'll talk about you to my Father. If you talk about me to your people, to your friends, relatives, and people that you come in contact with. And if you have like a Facebook or something, post something positive about the Lord. Give people something positive. You know, you see videos on here of just sometimes the most heinous things. And images and photographs, you know, that are of worldly and not godly. But be one of those people. You know, one of the ways that you can let your light shine is through Facebook, is through some social network, social networking, and you can let your light shine that way, and others can see it. And just never be accusing, but always be forgiving, loving, and peace, and a peace-minded, be at peace, and be someone that's humble. And when you don't know something, and someone asks you, and it's about the Lord, then you know, pray on it, and He'll give you the answer, and ask them to pray on it. He answers prayers. Jesus, God, you know, both, you know, the answer prayers, prayer answering God, absolutely. And that's something. You know, sometimes we think that it's just words we're saying. We feel good about it. We're hoping, but not really believing. But He's listening. And he's answering the ones. You know what ones is that? What prayers He answers is the ones that are going to bring you closer to Him. The ones, the prayers that are going to benefit the kingdom of heaven and not the world. That's the prayers that He's going to answer. And when we're godly minded, more and more, that's the prayers that we'll pray. The more your mind is on the Lord. I just have such a loving sense, a loving feel, you know, in my spirit, in my person, just because my mind has so much been on the Lord, just even of lately, and He's just working in my life, and it's just a wonderful thing that I know that I can talk about Him, and I'm smiling when I'm talking about Him, because it feels good. It feels good to mention His name. It feels good to be able to discuss Him with others, because he's delighting in that. That's making Him happy. That's making the angels happy. And if that's what, if anyone, that's who you want happy. If anybody, you know, we think sometimes of the stuff that we suffer through and go through, you know, at the hands of someone else that don't, you know, respect you or appreciate you for who you and what you are, but we'll still go through it, we'll still endure that with that person, and we don't have to. You don't have to suffer in the hands of something, because the Lord says, I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. Sometimes we worry about getting out of a certain situation and thinking, what am I going to do? There's no one there for me. There's always Jesus, and He always makes a way. If you lean on Him, if you lean on Him when you're going through your trials, when you lean on Him when you're making decisions in life, He's going to help you. because He loves you, He cares about you. He wants your soul to be in heaven with Him, and He wants other souls to be there too, because we're all created to be children of God, you know. And some don't make the cut, and that's the fact of life, and that's why there's an alternative. There's somewhere to put them. Unfortunately, it's a very bad place. But that's the reality of it. And so we don't want to be on that other end. We don't want to be before God, and He says, you follow the goats, just go that way, you know, and to screams and horror. We want to go where there's singing and there's laughter and there's love and there's happiness and joy and ecstatic. We want that for all of eternity. You know, millions and billions and trillions of years, never ending. That's heaven. That's paradise. And that's what He says today. You know, He told that thief on the cross beside Him. He said, today you'll be in paradise. Today. Not, you know, somewhere down the line you're gonna die and know nothing and resurrection come, then you're gonna see God. He says today your soul will be in heaven the moment that you leave, that your eyes close here. That's what He said on Stephen when he was stoned in the streets, that his eyes closed on the street, and they opened in heaven. It was a twinkle of an eye. An old pastor that I used to go to a church, and I love him, Pastor Eddie Robinson, and he says, you'll be saying Hallie down here and Luya up there. It's a twinkling of an eye that the Lord will change your life. And, the Lord will take you there at that twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful to know that there's something like that. You know, when we do things, good things in life, the rewards aren't always there. You may do good at work and may not even get noticed by those who are able to give raises and promotions. You know, but when we do good in the Lord, hallelujah, we know because He promised us. Paradise awaits. A mansion is built for you. And we know that because He said it, and He is the truth. He can't lie. The Bible says that Jesus is the truth. I mean, the truth. That's Him. No lie in Him. And so if He said it, it's a matter of fact. Praise God. Well, I thank you all for joining me today. I hope that the Lord has blessed you somehow, that He's put a light into your world, that you can light others' worlds, other worlds out there. You can bless others. And I pray in Jesus' name that you do. We'll be back in just a couple of days on Thursday. And so we'll see you on Thursday. We're going to 6:30. Listen to us live or hear us later. Either way, but just be happy in the Lord and keep in your mind on Him, your thoughts on Him, your prayers on others that are needing it. Your prayers on those. You know, look, if you know someone that you haven't seen in a while and they depend on you to put a smile on their face, and you can maybe say a prayer for them. And I'm saying to go see those people. To go and be a part of their life today or tomorrow. But get on it. And the Lord will direct you there. And just, you know, we have to outreach, and sometimes it's so much going on, we focus on our own self. But really, there's others out there that are needing our blessings. Jesus' name. I thank you all for listening. Praise the Lord for the Gates Ministries. Eternal life awaits you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I thank you. We'll see you in a couple days. We'll have Mother Leola with us for wonderful blessings. And be happy and be encouraged. In Jesus' name, shout out from the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory of God the Father.